One of the most wonderful time of the year, amen. We sing this song, we hear it repeated all during the Christmas season. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's a time when many are waiting with anticipation to see what lies under the Christmas tree and what gifts they get. I came in this morning and rushed right in here, and I looked and see if there's any presents with my name on it, but alas, there was none. Maybe I was a bad boy, I don't know, but we'll see. Maybe a Christmas, actual Christmas, and maybe it will be a little bit different. Most gifts that are underneath the tree are usually beautifully wrapped together, unless your husband wrapped them, and unless he's a really great rapper, he paid that little girl or that teenager down at the mall to wrap them for him. Normally they're wrapped with beautiful wrapping paper, and they're decorated with bows, and they have pretty ribbons, and the signatures on them are just very, very nice. But I think the sad part is that it almost seems like a letdown after you open all of your gifts. If you think about it, you're not sad because you didn't get what you want, because most of the time you do get what you want, but there's something magical about unwrapping those gifts in anticipation and the excitement about what lies underneath that paper and that ribbon. And here's the truth, probably most of us cannot give a very accurate list of what they got for Christmas. Now, if you're a guy and you got like a brand new gun or something, you're going to remember that, but you're not going to remember the t-shirt that you might have got from the cousin twice removed from West Virginia or someplace. Most of us don't remember everything that we had wrapped on Christmas. But I want us to all know that there is a gift that we can unwrap every day of our lives. And it's something that we can unwrap every day that we live. It's a gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap. And I want us to look at this gift this morning as we think about this thought of a gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap. So let's stand for the out of respect for the reading of God's Word. And like I said, we'll just read the first seven verses for the sake of time this morning. But it really would behoove you to go back and finish reading down to verse number 20. The Bible said in Luke 1 and Luke 2, beginning in verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Heavenly Father, as we bow our hearts before you, Father, we ask, Lord, as we look at this passage of Scripture, as we think about the gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit of God would direct my thoughts and direct my speech patterns, Father, to be pleasing in thy sight, that to find a resting place deep in the hearts of these people that are gathered here today. Perhaps some in a crowd this size, Father, don't know Christ as their Savior. I pray before they leave the building today, they will come to know Jesus in a real and personal way. And I pray for those who know Christ as a personal Savior, Father, they might understand that this gift of salvation is a gift that literally takes us a lifetime to unwrap. So, Father, would you have your will and way in the hearts and lives of these people that are gathered here today? We pray for those that are listening by the way of live stream, Father. We pray for those that are grieving the loss of their loved one, those that have to work today, those who are not feeling well. Father, we pray that you would fill them, Father, empower them, Father, they might be getting better to be here with us very soon. So, Lord, we love you and we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want us all to see this morning that the day when Jesus came, he gave us a couple of things. Notice in verses 6 and 7, if you're taking notes, notice first of all, he gave us an instant gift. It's an instant gift. And the Bible says, "And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Notice his birth is the gift. When Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea, heaven made a gift that was available to all mankind. His birth was not an accident. It wasn't just another baby being born in Bethlehem on that particular day. This was the fulfillment of God's promise, the arrival of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. It was also the beginning of a gift that would change everything in this world forever and all eternity. Because of this child, because of the life that now existed in Jesus Christ, God made available to us an instant gift of eternal life, and that gift of becoming a child of God. And when Jesus came, He didn't come just to improve our lives. He came to give us a brand new life. And He came to rescue us from sin. He came to redeem us from God's judgment. And He came to reconcile or draw us back or draw us alongside Heavenly Father. In Matthew 1 in verses 21 and verses 23, we find these words. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall conceive with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Understand this morning, that means when Jesus came, God came near you and I. God literally stepped into our world. God moved into our neighborhood, so to speak, and made salvation possible for all those that would put their faith and trust in Him. Not only do we see His birth in the gift, but notice secondly, notice His bestowing in the gift. And the wonderful truth is this: this gift that is bestowed immediately. The moment a sinner puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, at that exact moment, that sinner is saved. The moment a heart receives by faith, a person is forgiven, they're redeemed, and they're made a born-again child of God. It doesn't take years to earn it. It doesn't take words that we speak to deserve it. It's given instantly by grace through faith. I like the writer John says in John 1 in verse number 12, but as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. What a blessing that is. This gift of salvation is not just reserved for the wealthy. It's not reserved for those that have a high school degree, a college degree, or a master or a doctorate. It's not for just the religious. It's not just for the good moral person. It's offered to whosoever will receive Jesus Christ by faith. That means that a lost sinner could be saved today, this very afternoon, this very hour. Someone who doesn't know Christ as their Savior can instantly be saved. The burden of the sinner could be forgiven today. The hopeless sinner could have assurance in their life today. It's the beauty of this gift. It's an instantaneous gift. It's immediate. It's available right now. The good news is, for this gift, you don't have to wait till Christmas to unwrap this gift of salvation. Oftentimes we get gifts and someone puts on the outside, do not open until December 25th. I'm like, man, what a bummer that is. Amen. Because if you give it to me, there's no guarantee it's going to be under the tree on December 25th. It might already be on my shelf or wherever, whatever gift it was. It might already be in use. But if you put that down there, I'll try to be obedient to you. That means that a lost sinner could be saved today, and not only saved, but know that they have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Listen, the shepherds didn't have to wait for this promise to begin. The wise men didn't have to earn the privilege of traveling all that way to see the Christ child. And you and I don't have to work our way into God's family. When Jesus came, He brought an instant gift to every believing heart. So yes, it's true, Christmas is about a manger. But it's also about a Savior that was on a mission to seek and to save that which was lost. And He came to give us this instant gift of salvation by grace through faith in Him alone. And because of the birth of this baby in Bethlehem, because of the life that now exists in Christ, all who come can instantly receive eternal life with Jesus Christ. Not only was this an instant gift, but it also was a wrap gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap. This gift takes a lifetime to unwrap. Notice the unwrapping of the gift. You see, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it was only the beginning part of the unwrapping of this gift that He has given us. The Bible said He came and they wrapped Him in swaddling clothes, a gift for all of us to unwrap. And not just once. We unwrap this babe in swaddling clothes every day of our life. There's some gifts that we enjoy for a while. And we get a good gift and, man, we use it and use it, or we read it, we play with it, and it seems like we continue to use it. But then there's other gifts that we get that we go, oh boy, what am I going to do with this, amen? Thank You for giving me this thing. And we look at it, we play with it for about a day, then guess what? We put it back on the shelf. And we find here that we set that gift aside. But the gift of salvation is not like that. It's not a gift that we just get one time and set it aside. It's a gift that we never outgrow. It's a gift that we never exhaust. And it's a gift, really, that we fully never comprehend it, even though we unwrap it every day of our lives. And every time that we come back to this marvelous gift of our salvation, we discover something new. We discover something deeper. We discover something more beautiful about the marvelous, matchless grace of God. I think about this every day that I wake up. I unwrap another part of the gift of eternal life that God has prepared for me. You say, what is that? Some days I unwrap the gift of His peace because I need peace. Other days I unwrapped His gift of joy because I woken up and got off the wrong side of the bed, amen? And there was the dog there and I got mad. Listen, I unwrap something different every day. Some days, guess what? I unwrap His strength. And some days, I unwrap His comfort. Some days, I unwrap His mercy and His faithfulness to me. Some days, guess what? I unwrap His guidance when I don't know which way to turn and I'm not sure which way to go. Some days I unwrap His presence in my life when I'm feeling alone and I'm standing out there all by myself. And some days I unwrap His grace when I know that I don't deserve His grace in my life. Every day I find that His gift is just as wonderful, even more wonderful than the first day I received it at that moment of my salvation. Well, we see the unwrapping of the gift, but notice secondly, the unveiling of this gift. The unveiling of this gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 tells us this. But as it is written, and eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. This means that there are blessings in this gift. And our eyes haven't seen all of them. Our minds have not imagined it yet. And just when I think I've unwrapped all that I can, just like the presents on Christmas morning, God surprises me time and time again and lets me unwrap a little bit more of His wonderful salvation in my life. And that's why the Christian life is not a shallow life. It's a lifelong journey of discovery. Here's the truth. The more that you walk with Christ, the more that you'll learn about His goodness. The more that we pray, the more that we'll see God's power working in and through us. The more that we read His Word, the more that we understand God's promises less there for you and I. And the more that we trust Him, the more we experience the riches God has given us. And I think that's why Paul could write in Philippians 2 in verse number 12. He says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Listen, Paul was not saying that salvation must be earned by our works. No, salvation is by grace through faith in what Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. What he is saying here is that there is so much of God's salvation to live out. There's so much of his salvation to grow in and to unwrap. That's going to take a lifetime of discovery, all that Jesus Christ has done for us. This gift of salvation isn't a gift that's unwrapped just once and then we lay it aside. This gift literally keeps unfolding every day of our life. It reveals more of Christ. It reveals more of his love, more of his power, more of his holiness. It reveals more of his goodness as we walk with him day by day. The babe in Bethlehem became the Savior at Calvary. The risen Lord, he became at the tomb. And the living Christ in our hearts. And all of this is just part of the same gift that he gave us on salvation. And the truth of the matter is, the longer that I live for him, the more that I realize I have just only begun to unwrap this wonderful gift of Christ's salvation. Well, not only was it an instant gift, and not only a gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap, but notice, thirdly, it's a gift of enormous value. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15 says, "Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." This unspeakable gift is really none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I want you to notice, first of all, that it's a priceless gift. So who can put a price on the gift that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ? You know, men try to measure the price of this gift, but they can't. Merchants try to compare it, but guess what? There's nothing that can compare to this priceless gift. Kings may offer riches, but all the wealth of the world could never purchase what God has freely given us in and through Jesus Christ. Think about the shepherds. They realized what an enormous gift they had been given. Look down in verse number 20 of Luke chapter number 2. Follow along as I read. The Bible said, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." You see, when they saw the Christ child, they saw more than just a babe in a manger. They saw the fulfillment of the prophecy. They saw the hope of Israel. They saw the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. The wise men understood something of his worth as well. Remember, they brought him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And even those gifts were not enough to equal the value of the gift that Christ has given to you and I. Now, gold speaks about his kingship. Frankincense speaks about his priestly work as our high priest. And myrrh speaks about his suffering death on the cross of Calvary. But even all of that put together couldn't begin to match the greatness of the one who laid in the manger that day. He was and is the priceless Son of God. What a gift. What a gift. What a gift can never compare to that. There's no, even us dying can never compare to that. We're never going to cry. We're never going to feel pain. We're going to live eternally in a place called heaven. What kind of gift can compare to those kind of things? What gift can compare to the forgiveness of our sins, the peace that we have with God, the assurance of our eternal salvation in our heart, and strength for the journey and hope for the future? There is no gift on earth that could ever match it. It's unspeakable. It's undescribable. It's infinite in all its worth. Well, not only is it an enormous gift being priceless, but notice it's also a pricey gift. And although it cost us nothing to receive this gift, it cost heaven everything. It was free to us, but it was not cheap. It was given by grace, but it came at a great price of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. And the one who was born in Bethlehem would one day go to the cross of Calvary and there die for the sin of all mankind. The child in the manger would become the Savior of the cross. And this gift of salvation was purchased with a price that you and I could never repay. And that's why this gift is of enormous value. It's the greatest gift that we ever have been given. It's the greatest thing this world could ever offer us. And this world offers temporary satisfaction. But Christ offers you and I an eternal life. The world offers pleasure for a season, but Christ offers joy forevermore. And the world gives things that could be lost. They give things that could be stolen. They definitely give things that could break. But the gift of God is eternal and it's everlasting. And I think the remarkable thing is simply this. He gave it freely. It's not earned by our works. It's not bought with our money. It's not reserved for the mighty, the wealthy, or even the religious people. It's offered to, the Bible says, whosoever will receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. You know, a lot of times we receive something precious from somebody or something of great value. And we want to keep it all to ourselves because it's costly and it's precious. It's of great value. But that's not what Jesus wants you and I to do with this gift. He wants us to share this priceless treasures with others. And if we truly see how great a gift this is, then we ought to tell somebody else about it. That brings us to the next point. Give it away. Give it away. And this gift that we have given, which takes literally a lifetime to unwrap, was meant for us to give to other people. It's not a gift, but a gift for all to receive. It's just not our gift. It's a gift for everyone to receive it. The shepherds in the field realized that. Look at verse 17 and 18 of Luke chapter number 2. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Hone in on to the second part of verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the Christ child. You say, what were they doing, Pastor Carroll? I tell you what they were doing. They were giving it away. Christmas is a time to give this priceless and pricely gift away. It's a time to spread the word about what you have been given, what you have seen, what you have been told and taught about this Christ child. So the question for you today is simply this. How are you personally doing giving away this priceless and pricey story of Christ's salvation that's available to for whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? May I remind you of our Lord in Mark 16 and verse 15. And Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How you're doing on giving it away. Well, notice lastly, this gift enriches the life of everyone who gets it. It enriches the life of everyone who gets it. I haven't found one person in my 30 plus years of receiving Christ as my Savior that has said this, Pastor, since I've got saved, my life is worse than it was before. Not one time in all those 30 plus years has anyone ever said that to me. I want you to notice the enrichment. Why are we enriched? Because God's gift of salvation is meant to enrich the life of anybody and everyone who will receive it. Listen, this enrichment doesn't take away from our life. It adds to our life. This enrichment doesn't empty our life. It fills our life. It doesn't weaken our life. Thank God, this enrichment strengthens us. And when Christ comes into our life, He makes our life richer than He ever had before. And enriches the lives of the shepherds that day. Look in verse 20 again. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen and was told unto them. Understand this, that when the shepherds were enriched that day, they went away changed. The Bible says they went away rejoicing. They went away praising God because they had been in the presence of the Christ child. And as a result of their enrichment, their lives would never, ever be the same. Not only do we see the enrichment, but notice the enriched. And here's the good news. The good news is simply this. It's the same way for everyone who accepts Christ's child as a gift. And since accepting Jesus Christ, Jesus walks with me every day, and I'm never alone. Hebrews 13:5 tells us that, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And what a blessing really it is to know that the Lord is with us in the valleys, but he's with us on the mountaintops. He's with us in the night season, and he's with us every step that you and I take. I'm reminded of Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, where the prophet said this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Before receiving this priceless gift, my life had no peace. But now Isaiah in chapter 26 and verse 3 says this, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And this is what the gift of Jesus Christ does. It brings peace where there's turmoil in your life. There brings joy where there's sorrow in your life. And brings purpose where there is emptiness deep inside your life. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8 and verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's the difference that Jesus Christ, this wonderful gift that we are to wrap every day of our life, makes. He just doesn't improve the outside. He transforms our inside. He doesn't just alter our circumstances. He changes our very heart. And he gives meaning to our days. He gives comfort in our trials. He strengthens us in our weaknesses. And he gives grace for every need that you and I have. This gift enriches every part of our life. He gives us something to live for, someone to live with, and a home to live in when this life on this earth is over. It gives us joy for our journey on this earth. It gives us a song in our soul, and thank God it gives us hope in our heart. And this gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap enriches every life that it receives. I know that you, because I can't wait to unwrap those gifts that are going to be underneath the tree at the address where I live. I know that you can't wait either to unwrap those gifts that lie under the tree at your address. There's something special about Christmas morning, about seeing what has been placed under the tree, normally placed with great love and great care, and then taking the time to open each gift one by one. I want to remind you that the unwrapping of the greatest gift of all isn't something that just happens in a single moment on Christmas Day. It's a gift that is meant to be unwrapped every day for the rest of our lives. It's a gift that is instantaneously ours when we receive Jesus Christ by faith. It's a gift that takes a lifetime to unwrap. It's a gift of enormous value. It's priceless beyond measure and costly beyond our comprehension. It's a gift that is not meant to be kept to ourselves, but it's a gift that we ought to freely give away as it was freely given to you and I. And he is a gift that enriches the life of everyone who receives this gift and opens it and trust in Christ as their Savior. Every day with Jesus is just another opportunity to discover more of his peace he has for you, more of his presence, more of his power, and more of his goodness in our lives. Every day with Jesus is just another reminder that he is the greatest gift that didn't end in the manger, but it reaches every single part of our lives. And so may we just not admire this gift from the distance. May we just not celebrate it once a year. May we cherish the gift of salvation. May we treasure it. May we share it. May we unwrap it every day until the day that we see him face to face. And may we all thank God for the gift of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we live every day in the joy of unwrapping this gift anew every day in this life. Let's pray.